Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, March 29th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. For some, post-pandemic Fridays have become a work-from-home day, maybe run a few errands day, and an opportunity to get an early start on the weekend. But that doesn't necessarily mean worker productivity has suffered.
Friday is the day of the week that is both very new and different and still stuck in the pandemic, whereas the rest of the week we've kind of reached some sort of approximation of normal. And you see that showing up in all sorts of facets of life.
We'll talk to WSJ's Vanessa Fermans after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Some people are working a lot less on Fridays than they used to. Is that a good thing? WSJ's Vanessa Fermans joins me. Vanessa, is working from home on Fridays for the most part here to stay?
It might be. When you look at the data, the percentages of people who work from home on Fridays is just a lot higher than the rest of the week. The rest of the week is really kind of bounced back, or at least midweek, in terms of companies that have hybrid work models. But on Fridays, at least half of people are still working from home, and that number has not really budged since the last 2 years.
How does Friday as a workday now compare to the way it was during the pandemic?
We all remember casual Fridays, and Friday might be the day you cut out early to go to happy hour. It was a little more low-key in the office. Now a lot of us aren't in the office whatsoever. And I noticed my own sort of attitude toward Fridays shifting as we came out of the pandemic. So I wanted to look and see just exactly how it's changed. And it really struck me. Friday is the day of the week that is both very new and different and still stuck in the pandemic, whereas the rest of the week we've kind of reached some sort of approximation of normal. And you see that showing up in all sorts of facets of life.
If people are signing out of work on Fridays an hour earlier than the rest of the week, which the data showed, are there concerns about less productivity?
There are a lot of CEOs and other business leaders who have concerns about that. And I see on social media lots of debate about how, oh, we're already at a 4-day work week because people aren't coming into the office on Fridays. That's not really true. People are working on Fridays and they have a lot more autonomy than they used to. They don't have to have the same FaceTime in the office, or virtually for that matter. A lot of companies are creating meeting-free zones on Fridays, or what they call focus Fridays. And a lot of people say they might have a shorter, lighter day on Friday, but when they're working more intensively and they're working more effectively.
But there is still the stigma that you never can quite tell if people are actually working on days that they're at home, right?
Yes and no. Your immediate manager might not be able to see every move you're making, but a lot of companies now have installed what we call productivity tracking software, and they can monitor what a lot of us are doing on our computers. Not granular, what we're watching or looking at on our computers, but they can see how actively we are emailing or in meetings or how full our calendars are. That's a whole nother issue about workplace surveillance, but it does yield a lot of data about how we're working on Fridays. A lot of CEOs suspect that we're not working very much or we're slacking off on Fridays. But when you look at the data, you would think that's true. If you looked at how people are arranging their work over the course of the week in addition to Fridays, it's a much more complicated story. And there's one study where a company was considering whether to go to hybrid work. So they participated in a study where half the staff were in the office full time. Half the staff got to work home one or two days a week. And what they found was that the people who were working from home on those days, they tended to work nearly 2 hours less, but they made up most of that time during the rest of the week, including on weekends. And they also had the same performance scores, the same promotion rates. They also tended to take fewer days off for sick leave or absences. And there's other evidence that they tended to work actually more intensively or at least efficiently when they were at home.
You mentioned Focus Fridays a moment ago. And is that an example of where management has had to say, okay, we can only fight this battle so much. Let's just see how we can generate productivity where we can?
A lot of companies are realizing that we are emailing more, we're messaging more, we're in virtual meetings, we're in-person meetings, hybrid meetings. That has all moved up as we've all become more distributed workforces. And so companies as well as workers want a break from all of these meetings, and they want to make sure staff have enough uninterrupted time to do the actual work they need to do. So approaches like Focus Fridays are something that employers and employees are in more agreement over.
How does this approach to Friday affect other areas of life?
And that's how I started researching this column. I just wanted to see how our time use essentially has changed on Fridays. And it's really interesting. You see data that show Friday is the most popular day for booking spa treatments or salon or haircut appointments. That's from data from ClassPass. Another interesting finding was it used to be that Friday lunchtime was the busiest or at least the highest spending period of the whole week at restaurants and some bars. And now that peak has shifted to Saturday brunch because so many of us aren't in the office anymore. I recently joined a friend for a drink after work on a Friday, and I was just bracing myself for coming into a really crowded place, and it was completely empty. And you see it in the traffic patterns as well. Morning rush hours on Fridays are actually one of the least busiest times of the week to drive now. But if you get on the road at noon, Friday is actually busier, at least for the noon traffic, than it ever has been.
You spoke to some workers who are planning out and maneuvering Friday. What did they tell you?
Workers I spoke to, these are at companies that have themselves started to treat Fridays differently. So I spoke to one worker. She's at a company that has now half-day Fridays. The CEO reasoned that Friday afternoon is kind of the least productive time of the week anyway, so why not give people the afternoon off so they can take care of other things or prep for the week ahead?
So Friday has become a work-leisure hybrid with no significant loss of productivity, depending upon the company. What does this mean for the ongoing chatter of campaigns we hear for a four-day work week?
I've written about the four-day work week for a while, and it's still very much confined to a relatively tiny number of companies who happen to be relatively tiny themselves. But when I look at the data, when I look at the way we are changing, again, on the whole, the way we approach Fridays, it seems that we're approaching at least a semi-four-day work week. One of the companies I talked to that moved to a half-day Friday, a lot of staff were coming to the CEO and saying, why don't we try a four-day work week? He thought that might be too complicated, and there might be too many logistical risks that some teams would be able to take advantage of it more than others. There would be perhaps resentment. It might create more stress on the other days of the week. He found just having a half-day Friday was a happy medium. And he would say, we're getting 90% of the benefits of a four-day work week with almost none of the risk.
That was WSJ's Vanessa Fermans. Before we go, we wanted to let you know that today marks 1 year since our colleague, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, was detained by Russian authorities while on a reporting trip and accused of espionage. Evan, the Journal, and the U.S. government vehemently deny the accusation. And the Biden administration has designated Evan as wrongfully detained. Russian courts have repeatedly rejected appeals by his lawyers, and this week ordered Evan held in pretrial detention in a Moscow prison until June 30th. In a letter released last night, our editor-in-chief Emma Tucker said Evan's detention is a blatant attack on the rights of the free press at a time when journalists are needed to bear witness to history. We'll be back Monday morning with WSJ's Catherine Hamilton to discuss why many Americans won't be using their tax refund to go shopping this year. Today's show was produced by Ariana Osperu. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Jessica Fenton and Michael Laval wrote our theme music. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Philana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. Thanks for listening.